And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your musical entertainment.
1, 2, 1, line check.
You're tuned to Britain's grooviest radio show,
Teenage Kicks.
No Line Max.
Forest Effect.
This is the one to listen to.
It's been described as defeatist and pessimistic. Well, I don't think so.
I think it's degrading and disgusting for our children to hear and see such things.
Forest FM.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Set the dial to Forest FM. Playing sounds just like it was then. Loud and proud on your radio. Neil Lomax is ready to go. I wanna listen and I'll listen, alright. Get Teenage Kicks right through tonight. Alright.
Why has it all got to be so terribly loud?
To the station! Music!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Teenage Kicks on Forest FM with Neil Lomax. You've never heard of him, but the records are pretty good.
Sort of thing.
Careful now.
Watch out for punk rock. Could be hazardous to your children's health.
Well, good evening. Welcome to this week's edition of Teenage Kicks here on 92.3 Forest FM with me, Neil Lomax. Each and every week, if you listen regularly, we know at the moment we're playing a cover version with a difference to open up the show. Tonight's was a cover of the Small Faces classic Hey Girl, originally released in 1966 and recorded there by the South London punk mod revival band called The Chords, and that was the B-side to their Maybe Tomorrow single from 1980. The Chords there with their version of Hey Girl. If you stay with us for the next hour, we can enjoy marvellous music from Tom Robinson Band, The Testers, Duke Spirit, Devo, The Drones, Chelsea, The Sex Pistols, Bauhaus 1919, brand new music from Big Fat Astronauts, UK Subs. This week's archive radio session is from The Jam from 1981. And we also have this from 1977 from The Dead Boys.
I want
Well, The Informed, they were one of the rowdiest and most violent punk bands of the era in the late 1970s. They were formed in 1976 in Cleveland, Ohio by Steve Baters, and they were called the Dead Boys, and that was a track called What Love Is from their debut LP called Young, Loud and Snotty, released in 1977. Now, you don't get album titles like that anymore, do you? More's the pity. A year previous, in 1976, in London, a young band were recording demos that would go on to become tracks on their infamous debut LP, their one and only LP, it would turn out. Here's a demo track here from 1976 from those Wessex studio recordings from the Sex Pistols. Well, nothing says demo like a little bit of studio chat at the end of the track. The Sex Pistols and Liar, the demo version from their Wessex studio recordings recorded in 1976. And studio, they polished them up and re-recorded them for their debut LP and their one and only album, as it turned out, their only studio LP in 1977. 1978, the Tom Robinson Band released their first album. The album was called Power in the Darkness. And here's a nice track for all you Top Gear fans.
Dressed to kill. drop a parking ticket. Never seem to show its age. Speed police too slow to nick it. Great Cortina, got it made. Wish I had a great Cortina with that sherry all resin trim. Cortina owner, no one meaner. Wish that I could be like him. Wish I had a great Cortina with that sherry all resin trim. Cortina owner, no one meaner. Wish that I could be like him.
Todd Rundgren Band from their debut album Power in the Darkness from 1978. That was Grey Cortina. Todd Rundgren now very established as a solo artist as well as broadcaster and writer. And he released his new album last year, his first album in two decades, called Only the Now. We have played tracks on the show. We haven't for a while though, so we'll play some more tracks from that album coming soon, I'm sure. He is also playing locally to us, fairly local if you are around. He'll be playing at the Toll Puddle Martyrs Festival on Saturday the 16th of July here in Dorset. Now we'll have another of our occasional feature, Wheel of Fall tune. This week it's a track from The Fall from their 1988 album The Friends Experiment.
And now tonight's Wheel of Fall tunes.
Is there anybody there?
It doesn't make sense to me.
Carry bags strewn all around the room. I carry bag man.
Well, our occasional feature where we spin the wheel and choose a track by the Fall. Our Wheel of Four tunes recommended this week was The Fall and Carry Bag Man from their Friends Experiment album, the 10th studio album from The Fall, released in February of 1988, the first of The Fall's albums to make a dent in the album chart, number 19 in the UK album chart that year. Something more recent from The Duke Spirit. London band formed back in 2003, The Duke Spirit, and a track from their Cuts Across the Land album, their debut LP from May 2005, The Duke Spirit and Stubborn Stitches. The band have had several album releases. Alan Dory has played them on this musical box, which you can catch from 10 until midnight 30 on Thursday evenings, live here on Forest FM. And a track there, and the first album in a few years now from The Duke Spirit released this year called Kin. And also the band performing their first gigs in 3 years last year at the Lima Tree Festival, just up the road here. Actually, it was the End of the Road Festival at the Lima Tree Gardens, should I hasten to add, because we do get two different festivals here at the Lima Tree Gardens. Now we'll have something from the Testers.
Taxi line, she was looking good, I was feeling fine. High school mama went to fashion school. Get some good stuff, baby, while I go, it's cool. I don't wanna have your heart, I don't wanna steal your soul. Lost our love, lost our love. She took me to a place and she began to touch. She said after dinner, we can have hot lunch. Let's go wild in the burning sun. Dance to the moonlight, we'll be having fun. I don't wanna have your heart, I don't wanna have your soul. Lost our love, lost our love, lost our love, lost our love. This girl, she's a screaming flame. Higher.
sirens of you lose you in a voodoo edge. I'm not ready for a vow, that's all I'm pledge. If you keep coming close, you don't know what I'll do. Get crazy and the will to have a lust with you. I don't wanna have your heart, I don't wanna steal your soul. Lust or love, lust or love, lust or love, lust or love.
None of the New York punk bands formed back in 1975 by Sonny Vincent. They were called the Testers, and that was Lust or Love, a band who graced the stages of Max's Kansas City and, of course, the famous CBGB's venue in New York back in the day, and also toured nationwide with the Dead Boys, who we played earlier on in the show before the band split in 1981. And that track you can find on the Testers, the complete recordings, 1976 to 1979, which I can thoroughly recommend. We'll go back to the debut LP from 1976. And the 8 from Devo. They were a band formed by art students at Kent State University. They featured members from Kent and Akron, Ohio, formed in 1973. They are Devo, and that was a track from their Are We Not Men? We Are Devo LP from August 1978, their debut LP. That was Devo, An Uncontrollable Urge. And I have an uncontrollable urge now to brag about Forest FM, because this station is 10 years old on July the 10th. We celebrate our 10th anniversary. This station has had a license for 10 years to broadcast full time. And full credit goes to everyone involved at the station, Steve Saville and all the other people who work hard behind the scenes, all the other presenters who present all the fantastic varied shows you can find on Forest FM online or on their FM 92.3 or via the radio player all around the world. So congratulations to everyone involved at Forest FM, and long may the station continue. Should we have a birthday party celebration with a difference? How about happy birthday from the birthday party? And these days, the front man of that band is now with the Bad Seeds, Nick Cave. Back then in 1978, he formed a band called The Boys Next Door, who then went on to change their name to The Birthday Party. And that was a track from their second album from 1980 called The Birthday Party. Happy birthday from their album before the band split in 1983. And a big happy birthday to everyone involved at Forest FM for Forest FM's 10th birthday.
Please stay tuned to Teenage Kicks on Forest FM, as your listening is important to us.
Would anybody mind?
Teenage Kicks.
Neil Lomax. Forest
FM. Because it's my favourite, and I'd like us all to hear it. Anybody mind?
No.
Oh, right.
All I have on is Teenage Kicks with Neil Lomax on Forest FM.
Drones and Movement, the punk band from Manchester, formed back in 1975 before splitting originally in 1982, and originally formed, produced and managed rather by Paul Morley, the music journalist. Further Temptations was the debut LP from the Drones, released in 1977, that track from it there, Movement. And the band formed in 2015, last year. The Drones reformed the original members Steve Whisper Cundall, Gary Gus Callender, and new members Martin Smith and Glenn Jones, and the new Drones lineup playing festivals and other dates and recording a live album as well as some brand new material. Something to look forward to from the Drones. We'll go to an old punk band with some new material. This is Chelsea.
What do you know, my misery? We'll
Formed way back in London in 1976. A few of the original members went on to form Generation X. Chelsea regrouped and they've just recorded their first studio album in 10 years. The album is called Saturday Night, Sunday Morning, released last year on the Westworld record label. And that was a track called It's About Time from Chelsea from that LP. And they're playing on the 9th of September at the Undercover Festival in Brighton. Now, a few weeks back, I did promise to play you something from the last Bauhaus album that was released back in 2008. Their final studio LP, and here it is.
Better actor, better.
Two tracks back to back there. Firstly, Bauhaus from their last album released in 2008 called Go Away White, their final studio LP. It was strange because it was the last album. The band sort of announced they'd quit, and there was no tour at all to promote that album, just the one final album. It was their first album since 1983, and that was sort of, I think it's a full stop really on that, the Bauhaus story. And after that, band who remind me a lot of them, they are from Yorkshire. They're called 1919, briefly known as Heaven 17. I'm guessing prior to the 80s band. Post-punk band formed in 1980 in Bradford, active originally between 1980 and 1984, but have sort of a resurgence of interest in the band on some of these streaming sites, which activated, I suppose, the band decided to reform again, some of the early work getting of interest to people. So, and they've released their four-track EP called Death Note, and that was a track from it there from 1919 called Revenge. That EP released back in February this year, you can find on the Bandcamp website, and they'll be playing September the 10th at the Undercover Festival in Brighton. Now, another of the new bands, we played them a few months back, in fact, another track from Big Fat Astronauts.
That smells like skin.
Well, shocked to read that this band is still unsigned, although things hopefully may have changed. They're called Big Fat Astronauts. They are from Exmouth. They formed in 2012. It's Jacob Ricks, Josh Sanderson and Charlie Stork. And you find their music on SoundCloud. You go to soundcloud.com/Big Fat Astronauts. And that was a track from Big Fat Astronauts called White Gold, which is part of their, I think it was a single release or just the one off on their Bandcamp website as well. But they'll be playing live on Thursday the 22nd of September this year at the Thunderbolt in Bristol. And that White Gold EP, or track rather, I'm not sure it's a track or EP, released in October of last year. Follow them on Twitter as well, at BF Astronauts. Now we go to this week's archive radio session. Each week we play a track from the archives. This week it's from 1981 from The Jam.
Archive radio session.
Forest FM.
'People who name Jam songs, that one never seems to creep up. It's one of my personal favourites. Wrote at the time with his concerns for the rise of far-right groups in the early 1980s. Who knew, eh? The Jam and Funeral Pie released in session there from 1981. I think it was their only single release of that year. Final track this evening, another track from the brand new and final LP from the UK Subs.
It's a patriotic
put up our national flag. Let it be pristine, let it be clean, or put it back in your washing machine. Whatever happened to the monster race? Did they disappear without a trace? Or did they take a fall from grace? Whatever happened to the monster race? Whatever happened to the murder machine? Oh, so shiny.
Last track this evening, UK Subs and Master Race from their Zizo album, released in, what was it, about May, I think it was, this year. Final album. They have done an album from, and a studio album from every letter of the alphabet, and obviously finished with Z. And apparently the band are still going to record singles and EPs, but that will be their last studio LP from a band formed back in 1976, one of the old school UK punk bands. And the one, as I say, finishes tonight's edition of Teenage Kicks here on 92.3 Forest FM with me, Neil Lomax. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you can join me again next Monday evening at 10 p.m. here on 92.3 Forest FM, and of course online at www.forestfm.co.uk, and then again on Mixcloud later on.
We'd like to thank you all for coming. Good night.
Muchas gracias. Adios, adios.
That's it. Stop now. Stop. Time's up.
Forest FM.
And now, we join Paul Jerome for Breaking Rock.